I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, the 4 o'clock happier happy hour. It's rolling on with your phone calls. The lines, they're open for you at 844-967-2789. Going to my pal PT from Milwaukee. How you doing, Paul? What do you got for us?
I was listening to Bill Presser, and, you know, I used to listen to him many, many years ago. Actually, I watched him on, watched his radio show on TV. I think it was a TV or somewhere. I forgot where it was. Anyways, it was good to hear him. Anyways, regarding this California action by Newsom, you know, I guess that's all good, assuming that the Supreme Court's going to apply the same standard as they did to the abortion case, and I doubt if they will.
But Paul, don't you think that would be part of the point? I mean, the Texas law should not be in force. The California law, as proposed, should not be in force. So the fact that the Supreme Court might rule differently, and that would shock no one, Paul, at this late hour. I think just amplify the recklessness of this current court.
Yeah. And I guess elections have consequences, eh? And hopefully people will not stay home the next time they, don't have a candidate that they, aren't pleased with, like Hillary Clinton. So,
Man, we moved past Clinton, Paul. We got Joe Biden elected. People did their part. They showed up right in your backyard, my backyard.
I know, but I'm still reeling from that. I'm sorry. So, anyways, I'm hoping that, do you think Newsom's going to go ahead with this?
Well, I think he should. I think he should. Now, as an exercise, I think he should. I think he should hold the Supreme Court. And the federal courts would probably move it along rapidly, much like they moved along rapidly the Texas abortion ban. Because effectively, as soon as that law went into place, Paul, you'd have conflict between the U.S. Constitution and the Second Amendment and this new Texas law. Now, I think, and I believe it was even now the departed Scalia, agreed that the courts can regulate guns. You know, a bazooka is not currently legal. Plastic weapons should not be allowed on air flights. You know, so the courts agree that guns should be regulated. But obviously, this very conservative 6-3 court would not uphold an assault weapons ban by one of the states, in my opinion, Paul. So if you use the same novel enforcement, this vigilante enforcement mechanism, you're going to have to force the courts to take action, not just on that law, but also the Texas law, and also to basically kill the loophole, Paul. I mean, it really shouldn't be the way to do laws. You know, that's why we have courts. We have checks and balances. When you avoid the checks and balances, that's also tyrannical.
Interesting. Let's hope that the Supreme Court holds the same standard. I don't know. Women, it's also going to, on a side note, the fact that the Supreme Court.
I'm sorry, Paul, we lost you, man. Try paying the cell phone bill. 844-967-2789. I tease. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got, Mark?
Yeah, well, CJ, you better grow up and actually pay attention to the news because they had Trump cold over his.
But you can understand if all he does is listen to right-wing talk radio and he watches his Fox News, you can understand why CJ would be completely misinformed. There was no enforcement of the Mueller report. The obstruction of justice. I mean, hell, we don't really know how much quote unquote collusion there was. Because Trump obstructed.
But it goes back prior to that. I mean, I should have been open when he fired Comey when he said he wouldn't drop the charges against Paul Manafort back in the when he first
Michael Flynn. I think he wanted him to lighten up on Flynn.
Yeah, I couldn't. I had the two convoluted there. I thought it was Flynn, and I go, no, it wasn't Manafort. But I mean, there you go. I mean, that's clear and present evidence of him wanting to cover something up. And I mean, and for this Texas law, I mean, it's just disgusting. I mean, look at Michael Pence was going to be prosecuting women for having a miscarriage and report miscarriages in Indiana. I mean, how far do we want to go here with this nutso stuff and regulating women? I mean, and the fact of the matter is, as John Fugelsang points out, abortion is not illegalized in the Old Testament, nor is it in the New Testament. It's something that the Catholic Church put in place and the Protestant Church adapted because they decided it was going to be good politics for them, so they get more people pleasing to them elected.
Yeah, more arrows in the quiver, as they say in the church, Mark. I appreciate you listening. Thank you for your call. 844-967-2789. So we'll see if this indeed passes in the state of California. Obviously, that is a quite blue state. They listen to us there each and every day. They're right to do so. 1480 AM KGOE, and now Devil's Advocates playing out on 92.7 in Wisconsin. And on the leftist coast as well. So I'm excited about that. And I'm excited when you call the show, 844-967-2789. Wanted to talk about one more legal matter before we turn our attention to our backyard. The D.C. Attorney General sued the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers over the January 6th attack. And this was a new lawsuit. This is different than the other lawsuits filed by, let's say, Benny Thompson, trying to hold people accountable. But this is using the old Klan statutes. And once upon a time, the Klan was basically sued into bankruptcy. Certain chapters were. You know, you perpetrate crimes, you're held monetarily responsible. And that's what the thought process is behind this newest action. Now, the D.C. AG's name is Carl Racine. We've got some sound of this. Evan, going to need your help. Let's jump to Cut 60, if we could. Talking about the January 6th, the newest D.C. lawsuit. Cut 60, if you would.
Like the planes that attacked the Pentagon and the World Trade Center and crashed in the fields of Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the images of that shameful and contemptible day can never be erased.
More from Carl Racine. Cut 61, please.
While some desperately want to rewrite history and sweep the events of January 6th under the rug, the District of Columbia and its residents have chosen to speak truth through this filing.
Now, there are other civil suits, but this is the first time the government has gotten involved in suing people over the January 6th insurrection. Cut 62, more D.C. AG Carl Racine.
The independent office of Attorney General for the District of Columbia is filing the first civil lawsuit by a state or municipal government to hold accountable the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and more than 30 of their leaders and members for conspiring to terrorize the District of Columbia.
More from the Attorney General of D.C. Cut 63, please.
Hold accountable the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and more than 30 of their leaders and members for conspiring to terrorize the District of Columbia, for unlawfully interfering with our country's peaceful transition of power, and for assaulting our men and women in blue.
And what does justice look like in this case? Severe financial penalties. Jumping ahead, D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine. Cut 66, please.
These costs, including the unavailability of officers who are not able to immediately return to their jobs of protecting D.C. residents, are substantial. And we will, through this lawsuit, seek to impose severe financial penalties on the organizations and individuals responsible.
More from Carl Racine, the District of Columbia's Attorney General. Cut 67, please.
The history will show that when these acts, like the Ku Klux Klan Act and other laws, were used against hate groups, what did they do? What did cowards do? They go running. They go hiding. They get decentralized. And frankly, they're less dangerous.
Two more. Cut 68, if you would. DC AG Carl Racine. Hit him where it hurts, right in the pocket.
We're using the Ku Klux Klan Act and other laws to absolutely bring as much financial pain, hit him in the pocket, as possible.
One more. District of Columbia Attorney General Carl Racine announcing a new lawsuit today. First municipality, first governmental agency to sue over the January 6th. And he's trying to basically use the Ku Klux Klan Act to bankrupt the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the other perpetrators of violence, the domestic terrorists, the insurrectionists. Sue them till they're broke. Get every penny. Cut 69.
Our intent, as we indicated, is to hold these violent mobsters and these violent hate groups accountable and to get every penny of damage that we can.
Every penny of damage that we can. A little bit more here from the January 6th. We talked about the fact there were some text messages exposed. And these text messages came out from Fox News hosts like Brian Kilmeade and Eva Braun, Laura Ingraham. And what's his name? Slanthead, Hannity. They were texting the president in real time as this insurrection was going on, these 187 minutes, these 3+ hours of violence. And the president is in the White House, in the dining room, apparently, watching it happen in real time on the TV. And there were people all over the nation texting his chief of staff. Hell, his own son, Don Jr., was a voice of reason. We got to put this crap down right now. Well, here's what Steve Schmidt had to say. I found this on Travis Getty's reporting at the Raw story. Steve Schmidt declared Rupert Murdoch as the most dangerous immigrant to ever arrive on American soil. The former Republican strategist called out Fox News host and network boss after Rep. Liz Cheney read panicked text messages, easy for me to say, that Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and Brian Kilmeade sent to Mark Meadows, asking Donald Trump to act as his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol. But they later went on the air and suggested the attack was carried out by leftist protesters. Antifa. False flag, right? Here's what Schmidt tweeted. Fox News hosts and executives hold their audience in complete contempt. They despise them. The disrespect shown to the audience is unprecedented in broadcast history. The lying is ceaseless, and every word is delivered with blind faith that the audience is stupid and oblivious. The cynicism and dishonesty of Hannity, Eva Braun Ingraham, and all the rest is astonishing, Schmidt added. And that was his characterization. I know I stole it from him, but Eva Braun Ingraham. Rupert Murdoch's lie machine is directly responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Americans, the poisoning of our democracy, and the stoking of a cold civil war. There's never been anything like it, and it is beyond terrible for our country. Bar none, Rupert Murdoch is the worst and most dangerous immigrant to ever arrive on American soil. There are no words for the awfulness of his cancerous network. Well, that's something of a fine Twitter stream. A little bit more here. Paul Ryan, you hear him occasionally on the People for People ads acknowledging that Donald Trump lost the election. Well, where's he been? He's been on K Street cashing checks. He's been sitting on the Fox News Corporation board, right? Cashing those checks. Well, Schmidt took aim at the former White House Speaker, Paul Ryan. I guess just the House Speaker, not the White House Speaker, who sits on the board of Fox Corporation, and Ingraham, whom he called a total fraud. Again, from Steve Schmidt's tweets. Do you not feel any shame over this? Is it possible that you don't understand the catastrophe caused in this country by the lying and extremism on Fox News? Is it that you don't care? Does Rupert pay you so much that nothing else matters? Yeah, interesting questions. I wish I got paid so much that nothing else mattered. Except you, our fine audience, in this big show. Come back with us. We got one more segment. You can be a part. 844-967-2789. And I promise you, there is bad governance and bad news coming out of our backyard as well. Stick around, Wisconsinites. More Devil's Advocates.